KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Take a look at high school sports from last night. First, in high school wrestling, it was Creston defeating Nottoway Valley 60-13. I-35 downed Creston 49-26. Winterset over Nottoway Valley 54-16. In a double duel, Westwood beat Denison 64-16. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Denison 78-0, and Sergeant Bluff Luton 58-24 over Westwood. Another double duel saw Trainer win over Southwest Iowa 48-30. Trainer over Woodbine 60-24, and Southwest Iowa beat Woodbine 48-33. Also in wrestling last night, Northwest Webster beat Coon Rapids Bayard 45-24. Panorama over Coon Rapids Bayard 48-24, and Southeast Valley a 51-30 win over Coon Rapids Bayard. In high school basketball last night, in boys high school hoops from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Winterset defeating Atlantic by a 69-55 final. Chase Mullinex had a game-high 28 points for Atlantic last night. Denison defeated Lewis Central 53-52. Shenandoah over Southwest Valley 73-45. Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda 61-49. Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 74-52. Carroll beat Kemper Catholic 71-55. From the Western Iowa Conference, John Schwartz had a 17-point, 14-rebound night to help Trainer 67-47 over AHSTW. Audubon beat IKM Manning 76-62 as Tate Killeen had 31 points and Lane Lawson 20. For the Wheelers, Underwood beat Missouri Valley 58-33. Tri-Center down Riverside 59-39. Leighton Nelson had 21 points and 7 boards for the Trojans. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Exira EHK over Coon Rapids Bayard 61-43. Cam over Peyton Sherdan 55-36. Arweva beat Boyer Valley 50-39. Woodbine over Glidden Ralston 66-40. Also, Bedford beat Essex 72-20. And Lennox over Orient Maxburg 64-37. In girls' high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah over Southwest Valley 58-41. Nottoway Valley knocked off Clarinda 48-12. It was Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln 64-55. St. Albert beating Logan Magnolia 68-44. Carroll over Kemper Catholic 54-41. From the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat AHSTW 66-41 as Connor Sudman had 18 points and Mandy Stogdill 15 for the Cardinals. IKM Manning got a 24-point night from Alexa Aronholtz in a 68-44 win over Audubon. It was Underwood beating Missouri Valley 49-29, and Lily DeHeer had 13. Marissa Anderson also 13 to help Tri-Center to a 57-33 win over Riverside. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Cam, a 69-50 winner over Peyton Sherdan. Madison Gettler had a big night for the Cougars with 22 points, 10 rebounds, 6 steals, and 5 assists in that contest. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 56-44. Arweva over Boyer Valley 61-51. Glidden Ralston topping Woodbine 57-21. West Monona beat West Harrison 82-24. Also last night, Lennox over Orient Maxburg 67-30. Bedford beat Essex 61-13. Iowa's defense tightened up in the second half, and the 14th-ranked Hawkeyes escaped with a 69-68 win over Pitt in the Big Ten ACC Challenge last night.
One-point game. Pitt with the ball. McGowan's works it in on Connor McCaffrey's going to the basket. Reverse layup. Up no good. Nope. Rebounded. Kicked around. It's grabbed by CeeDee Adair. Air ball at the buzzer. And the Hawks hold on for the victory. My goodness.
That's how it sounded down the stretch on the Hawkeye Network last night. Nicholas Bear had 14 of his 16 points in the second half as Iowa outscored Pitt 29-22 after the half.
You know, couldn't be happier for my team and my teammates right now. Being able to come out here against a really tough Pittsburgh team and be able to compete the way we did. And, obviously we didn't have the first half we wanted to, but we really buckled down in the second half and, couldn't give more credit to my teammates for being able to come out and get some good stops down the stretch.
Bear scored 11 straight points at one point in the second half as the Hawkeyes erased a six-point halftime deficit.
Something I love about playing on this team is we're so unselfish and we're able to share the ball. And, tonight I was the one who was happening to, hit some shots. But, next night it could be Joe, it could be Isaiah, Jordan, anybody. So, just really enjoy playing with this team.
Iowa's now 6-0 on the season. In other top 25 college hoops last night, third-rated Duke beat Indiana 90-69. Fifth-ranked Nevada beat Loyola of Chicago 79-65. Louisville upends number 9 Michigan State in overtime 82-78. Penn State knocked off number 13 Virginia Tech 63-62. Number 22 Wisconsin over North Carolina State 79-75. University of Iowa men's basketball junior forward Cordell Pemsel is scheduled to have season-ending surgery next month after final exams. That announcement came Tuesday by head coach Fran McCaffrey. He said Cordell's procedure is to remove hardware near his knee from a previous surgery when he was in high school. They hoped the procedure could wait until the end of the season, but it's now determined the hardware removal is necessary before he'll be able to return to the court. McCaffrey says Cordell worked really hard preparing for his junior season, and it's an unfortunate setback. They'll submit a medical hardship waiver request to the Big Ten Conference after the season. Pemsel, a 6'8", 230-pounder from Dubuque, has played in only one game this season, just 13 minutes in the season opener against UMKC on November 8th. Well, Nick McGlynn scored 23 points, grabbed 13 rebounds, and blocked four shots, and Drake held off Boise State 83-74 last night. Nick Norton added 16 points with four assists for the Bulldogs, who made 23 of 28 free throws. Tramell Murphy scored 13 points, and DJ Willens added 10 with three steals as the Bulldogs improved to 4-1 on the season. University of Iowa junior defensive back Amani Hooker has been named the Tatum Woodson Big Ten Defensive Back of the Year, and sophomore wide receiver Amir Smith-Marset has been named the Rogers Dwight Return Specialist of the Year. The honorees and defensive all-conference teams were announced by the Big Ten on Tuesday. The offensive award winners will be announced today. Hooker is the fourth Hawkeye to earn the Defensive Back Award, the third in the past four seasons. Micah Hyde, Desmond King, and Josh Jackson previously earned that defensive back honor. Hooker was named first-team All-Big Ten by the coaches and the media, while Smith-Marset was first team by the media and second team by the coaches. Sophomore defensive end A.J. Epinesa joins Hooker in earning first team All-Big Ten honors, being named first team by the media, second team by the coaches. Junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named second team by the conference media and third team by the coaches. Senior defensive tackle Matt Nelson, senior safety Jake Gervas, and senior kicker Miguel Racinos earned honorable mention recognition from both the coaches and the media. Senior defensive end Parker Hesse and sophomore safety Geno Stone earned honorable mention from the media. Hesse is also Iowa's Sportsmanship Award recipient. Iowa's 8-4 on the season and bowl eligible for the 17th time in the last 18 seasons. They'll find out their bowl trip on Sunday. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones are happy to be getting ready for a 12th game. ISU will close the regular season at home against Drake, replacing the season opener against South Dakota State that was canceled due to the weather.
Our players in general were just really excited that we have the opportunity to play a 12th football game. You know, again, those are our kids spend a lot of time and a lot of energy practicing this sport. It's what makes us so different than basketball and wrestling, where, you know, you only get so many shots to actually play the game. So I think that's powerful.
Campbell says playing Drake has added some interest to the game.
There's certainly some excitement, I think, throughout, you know, our area that you know, that opponent coming in here, and certainly Drake and the success they had in their season, you know, that they played these opponents, you know, these schools have played each other before. There is a history to it. So I think all those things are certainly positive. But the fact that we get to play a 12th game and our kids get to play a 12th game, I think that's powerful.
Campbell says he's been impressed with the Bulldog program under Coach Rick Fox. Kickoff set for 11 o'clock Saturday morning in Ames. Georgia has landed the number 4 spot to the latest college football playoff rankings, while Oklahoma is now in position to grab one of the semifinal spots. Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame have hung on to the top 3 spots, but the Bulldogs' hold on the 4th could be short-lived unless they can knock off the Crimson Tide in the SEC championship game Saturday. An Alabama victory could move the Sooners to number 4, but a loss could still keep the Tide among the 4 semifinalists for the national championship. Ohio State moved up to 6th and will likely need a Big Ten championship game victory over Northwestern, along with losses by Clemson and Oklahoma in their conference title games, to crack the semis. The Tigers face Pittsburgh in the ACC championship game at Charlotte. The Sooners take on Texas for the Big 12 crown near Dallas. Michigan slid from 4th to 7th with Saturday's blowout loss to the Buckeyes. Unbeaten UCF is still not getting any love. They are 8th overall, followed by Florida and LSU. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.